Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Jocelyn Alice is a songwriting and performing powerhouse from Canada's West, spending a lot of time east these days in support of Ria May's current maritime tour. We caught up with Jocelyn to talk about her skyrocketing career both across Canada and south of the border, as her work is also being very well received in Los Angeles and Nashville. We're going to feature songs from her most recent album. It's called How Dare You, beginning with the lead track. This is Jocelyn Alice with Papers on Atlantic Access.
Hand over the bottle and the Sharpie and the papers. I'll be back to good. I can't wait till later. Up and up, they're running at the business on the street. They ain't got no CEO to standing over me. I won't do anything that might make me look worse later.
Sweetheart, oh yeah. Sweetheart, oh yeah. You call me here to really bad time. I was out having such a good night.
from the Jocelyn Alice album, How Dare You? That is Sweetheart on Atlantic Access. And we're speaking with Jocelyn today. Are you having fun?
I am actually having more fun making music than I probably ever have.
We are going coast to coast. So in case there's a tick in the phone line, it's because I believe you're joining us all the way from Vancouver today.
Yeah, I am on the other side of our beautiful country right now.
But not for long, of course, because you're coming to visit us here on the East Coast very, very shortly. A bunch of shows you have with a favorite from down east, of course, Rhea May. You guys must be chums.
Yeah, she's a really good friend of mine. And I got to be honest, the East Coast, the people there are some of my favorites in my friend group and of my fans. And I'm really excited to get to spend some time over there.
Including shows here in Moncton at the Tide in Bore. That's happening on the 12th of March. I got to say, this new album is really impressive. How Dare You? I love the title, first of all.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's hard not to take it personally, though, I must say.
Not about you, that's for sure. It's more about artistic freedom and going independent again and kind of taking back my control and realizing what that did to my music and to my spirit. And it's been a really cool couple years of exploration on my own again without a label. And this album is kind of the result of that.
So what came first for you, performing or songwriting?
Performing definitely came first. I was on stage since I was 12 years old as a country singer back in Calgary. I loved country music growing up. I still love it. I write for that genre a lot. I'm a huge, huge fan. And yeah, I actually stopped performing around 17 because I just didn't really understand the point, honestly. I had spent so much of my life on stage, even being that young, and I came to the point where I was like, I don't really know why I'm doing this. I don't really get my purpose right now. Am I just doing this because I'm good at it, or is this what I'm supposed to do? And then I found songwriting around 2021, and that was when everything kind of clicked for me. And I was like, okay, I definitely need to write my own stuff in order to feel invested as an artist. So here we are.
We're playing songs from your most recent album, How Dare You? It was released in late 2019. Must be getting some really good response even to this day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the coolest part for me is when people like Rhea May or, you know, Ryan Goldemond from Mother Mother or Matthew V or Dan Zalewski or, you know, all these people that I really respect their opinion. That's kind of been the coolest part for me, is to see my peers reaching out and saying that, you know, they're really appreciating the work and the songwriting and the vocals. And I just, yeah, I'm really, really touched by that.
Your lyrics are very relevant to a lot of people listening. I think that everyone can, you know, certainly relate to those stories. You're one of the more compelling releases on this most recent album is called The Dark. You have it in a music video, and I believe it was your first Emphasis single from the album before it was released. That just sparks as a very personal song.
Yeah, that song is really personal for me, and it kind of encompasses that fear of knowing that when you're kind of going through something that's scary or hard, that you want to run or you want to use substances or, you know, all the things that we do to kind of avoid the hurt. And that song is kind of about just sitting in it and letting it come over you and knowing that that's where true strength comes from. So
we're going to spin it for everybody. This is The Dark from Jocelyn Alice and the album How Dare You on Atlantic Access.
I'm just sitting by the wet window. Rooms lit by a single candle. I'm fixed to try to let you go. And I ain't leaving here until I know, I know. I'm sitting on the windowsill. And I'm gonna be here too. I'm fixed to try to let you go. And I ain't leaving here until I know, I know. It's me, did the roof start shaking? It's me, did my start saying, maybe you shouldn't let it in. How can I ignore it again? I need a cigar and some good to come. I need a bottle of Jamaican rum. No, 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 I know I need to let the dark come over me. I need a mister and some la la la. I need to bottle up the finest one. No, 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 I know I need
to wishing that you hadn't left. I know that wasn't what I said. I'm fixed to get you out my head, and I ain't leaving here until I know you're dead. It's me that the room starts shaking. It's me that my heart starts shaking. Maybe you shouldn't let it in. How can I ignore it again? I need that some of y'all.
With Jocelyn Alice this week and playing tunes from How Dare You. We just played Spin Cycle, one of my personal favorites, Spin Cycle. It's a nice party song. It's got a lot of jump to it.
Oh, thanks. I really, really love that song, especially because my, you know, two of my closest friends in the world are included in that song. Marshall, who was formerly from Walk Off the Earth, and Rael, who is just a huge sync artist in the United States, and she's been a best friend of mine for 10 years. Just such a pleasure to work with people that I spend the most time with in my life, and to then see how much I love the song is such a bonus, you know, because we had so much fun making it.
Well, you certainly choose your collaborators carefully, and I see where actually you and Rhea are releasing a kind of a duet, is that right?
Yes, I haven't talked about that with anyone yet. We wrote it about 6 months ago in Nashville. We had a trip there together and hung for a week, and I'm a huge fan of the song. I'm excited. We're going to be playing it live while I'm on tour with her.
Here in Moncton, you're opening for Rhea, actually. We get to see your full set, I guess, opening set. What do people expect to see and hear from Jocelyn?
Well, I am extra excited for these shows because I have a local, Bria McKinnon, coming out with me. And she's just an incredible artist that I'm super excited to introduce to people. A very simple, very classic setup, and it's something that I haven't done in many, many years. So I'm very honored to get to showcase my music in such a vulnerable way.
So just want to ask you maybe about some future projects, the Rhea May duet notwithstanding. I get the feeling with you there's always something, you know, something in the fire. What's what's coming up down the pipe?
Oh, you're so right. There always is. I mean, the thing that I'm most excited about right now, and I'm actually in Vancouver because I'm shooting a video with Mr. Matthew V. He's truly one of the most talented and empathetic artists I think I've ever met in my life. And to get to write music for him to sing and to get to perform with him. And the song was actually written with Rhea May and Bria McKinnon, which is kind of cool. It's a really cool team. Ryan Stewart producing it, Bria producing it as well, which is really cool because female producers are few and far between, unfortunately. And yeah, that's actually going to be coming out very, very soon. So I'm very excited for the future. It's going to be a really, really cool year.
We're going to play a couple of more tunes here before we wrap things up. The next one is Guess I Still Love You. From the sounds of it, a story of a love that perhaps is over in one sense, but not quite all the way.
It's actually about it definitely not being over. And kind of, you know, you're running away from something and you're realizing again and again and again that, you know, you're probably running because it's real love and because it scares the heck out of you, you know, as I think real love is supposed to. So that song is really close to my heart because it was just written in such an organic way with my friends Dan and Cody in LA. And I think the best songs always are pretty effortless to write if you're a consistent writer and you're working with the right people. So, yeah, that was just an absolute treat to make that song.
So, Jocelyn, thanks a lot for this. Enjoy your time here on the East Coast. Have a great time. Eat lots of lobster and drink a lot of our beer.
I will. Thank you so much. I can't wait.
This is Jocelyn Alice and the song Guess I Still Love You from the album How Dare You on Atlantic Access.
Just the other day I thought about leaving. I'm not afraid to die. see you later. You don't got as many layers. I don't think this flavor gon' do. I said I will say your prayer. You don't got as many layers. Your behavior is in you.
From the album How Dare You, Jocelyn Alice and Layers on Atlantic Access, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca for more. As you heard, Jocelyn is touring the Maritimes these days with her good buddy Rhea May, so it only makes sense to me that we should feature her most recent single, also a duet, with Dan Tylewski as our bonus track. This is the song Too Close on Atlantic Access.
Midnight, you're still with your friends. I can see you in the lines and back at the end. You always hated this place. Gotta say I'm not surprised when I'm seeing your face.
But baby, don't jump to conclusions with me tonight, yeah. Cause you know I'm good, I just came here to dance the night away. Don't wanna cry no more. All of the back and forth and baby, I can't ignore the way I feel. Cause I can't hide it, I can't hide it. And I can't get too close cause I'll have my hands on you. Can't fight it, cause if I get too close then I'll be all over you. Cause we all get a little bit high sometimes when I'm with you. I can't hide it, I can't hide it, and I know you want me to.
Three shots and it's taking me back. You were singing fast car in your old Cadillac, yeah. And you always hated this place. Gotta say I'm not surprised that I'm seeing your face, yeah.
But baby don't jump to conclusions with me tonight, hey.
Cause I can't hide it, and I can't get too close. Cause I'll have my hands on you. I can't fight.
a new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.